So it's easier for you to have that level of belief that this stuff really works because you're seeing the manifestation. You've met a bunch of the folks here that have come. So the question is, who do you listen to? And why should you listen to me? And why should you believe what I'm going to be sharing with you today and tomorrow? For those of you listening on the CDs, you know, is this information going to be different and unique than what you maybe learned or experienced before? And does it really work? And should you listen? Well, I would suggest, you know, unfortunately, those listening on the CDs aren't here. They can't see it. But this really does work. It works amazingly well. And it works for everyone who applies it. And it is easy to apply. It's easy to learn, and it's easy to apply. Will you apply it? I do not know. That's going to be your choice. We will talk about why you may not apply it and how to correct that problem. Because a lot of people that go to seminars, a lot of people that listen to CDs on how to achieve success or riches, how to make money or how to be happy, how to have more confidence, how to make their dreams come true in real life, how to get whatever they want, how to make whatever they want happen in real life. Any type of book that you read about this, many people have blocks and stoppages that allow them to only go to a certain level and then stop and they don't go any further. So we'll talk about how to overcome that and why that occurs. But who do you listen to? When you talk about money tomorrow, the question is, who do you listen to when you want to learn how to make money? If you look at every course, read every book on how to get rich, 99% of the books written on how to get rich and the courses taught on how to get rich and the seminars and lectures and workshops taught and the CD home study courses that you can buy on how to get rich, 99.9% of them are produced by people who've never made any real money. Now, that's really important because if what they were teaching works so well, why ain't they super rich? Now, today we're not talking about money. Tomorrow we'll be talking about money. But again, who do you listen to? Now, some people say, well, you know, there's books written by Donald Trump. You know, he's a multi-billionaire. There are books written by Warren Buffett. He's one of the richest men in the world. Well, that's true. So they actually have achieved super wealth. So then the question is this, and this is a very important question that most people never discuss or talk about. If somebody is super wealthy and they actually write a book on how to get rich, did you know that they themselves did not write that book? Now, this is really important. Warren Buffett never wrote a book. Donald Trump never wrote a book. Now, I respect both of those guys incredibly well, but they've never written a book. What they do is they sit down with a ghostwriter. The ghostwriter asks them a bunch of questions, interviews them a little bit, and the ghostwriter writes the book. That's the first problem. So you're not getting the true information. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump never read any book that he wrote. He didn't write it, and he didn't even read it. He didn't even know what's in it. Same thing with Warren Buffett, same thing with Bill Gates. They don't write their books, they don't read their books, they don't even know what's in their books. So you're not really getting their information. The other thing that's really important for you to understand, and I'll just touch on it now, you'll see more about this today and tomorrow, is that the super wealthy, and you're going to have a hard time believing this, but it's true, the super wealthy, with a rare exception, and Andrew Carnegie, by the way, was one of the rare exceptions. Andrew Carnegie started U.S. Steel. At the turn of the century, he was the richest man on planet Earth. He was an exception to this rule. And there were several others that were exceptions as well. But generally, the super wealthy, absolutely, categorically, do not want anyone else to know their secrets of success. They do not want competition. As a matter of fact, the super wealthy, overwhelmingly, categorically, throughout history, have always believed that wealth is genetic. That you have to have a certain genetic makeup, a certain DNA structure, a certain DNA vibration in order to be wealthy. And if you don't fall into that category, you're not entitled to wealth. You're not entitled to know the secrets. And even if you did, they believe, you wouldn't be able to apply it anyway because your genetics aren't programmed for success.